This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
We're going. We are recording.
Oh, I'm recording.
Let's get right into it. We have a really exciting guest today.
Pow, 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 pow. The big guest.
You are now listening to the Flagrant Ones.
You are now listening to the Flagrant Ones.
Our guest,
pew 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 pew, the biggest
Julie
guest.
This is Klausner.
Julie Klausner, free agency Wait. Roundup special.
Flagrant Ones.
Yes, this.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
No, this is today. We're doing Flagrant Ones.
Your guide for kicking butts.
No,
famous
no,
Hollywood
no.
Handbook guest Julie Klausner has finally been coaxed over to the Flagrant Ones.
Am I supposed to talk about basketball?
You don't have to know a lot about it, but like,
don't
what's
have to,
your
yeah.
What are, like, what's your history with it?
With Kevin and his subject header mistakes? Is that what we're talking about specifically?
Did Kevin say Hollywood Handbook?
Yes.
Did you, Kevin?
Kevin?
I did at first, but then I said, oh, wait, Flagrant Ones, my mistake.
Show me that email.
I'd love nothing more. One moment.
Let's get the receipts.
Empty eyes. I'd love nothing more.
And that's, you know, the really scary thing? He really would. He really would love that.
This is
more.
How sick this guy is.
And to share this email with you.
That the what gets him off is sharing an email.
Okay. First of all, look at this. Polite ass intro. Hey, Julie, are you free to do, this is July 9th. Are you free to do handbook on Thursday? Also, happy belated birthday. And then another message. I don't know if I can still say it after a week, comma, all caps, but I am.
That was in second message.
Three. Hi, Julie. Are you free to do handbook? Happy birthday.
Why aren't you reading my responses?
Well, I... setting the scene a little. And then you said, and then a fourth where I say, sorry, I meant flagrant ones. And then you said, hey, Kev, next week's no good.
I did not call you Kev.
K-Bone? What do you call Kevin when you're, you know,
when you're Julie
away
Klausner?
From our prying eyes, when you're
Kevin.
Communicating with him one-on-one?
Kevin.
You do? Very
Kevin.
Formal.
Kevin boy.
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin
My
boy.
My Kevin boy.
Next week's no good, but I can do the 21st.
So you did say Flagrant Ones.
Yeah.
When?
Well, Julie, just you don't have to. It's not like you had to prepare
I'm
anything.
I'm looking
just
it up say, on my end.
Just say one thing about basketball. That like, what's your like one
yeah.
thing about your history
say
with basketball?
One opinion about basketball, and then you know we'll sort of go off that. Let that kind of feed the show.
Today's subject header: handbook. Links for today.
Subject header.
Yeah.
That's
Why do you
automatic.
Say that? Like, that's a
that's generated automatic.
That's his yeah, that's his default. iPhone signature.
What about invitation, Hollywood Handbook?
But we have to do too. This. We have to do the show, Julie.
They pay so for what, the Zoom.
What is just say something about like your basketball in your life?
Bo Burnham play Larry Bird soon.
Okay. And it, yes.
Julie, we're fucking with you.
Oh,
Julie, we're
no!
doing tricks.
Oh,
but isn't
boy.
It fun to have friends like this where it's like your comedy friends and you know that you could just let loose with the weirdest, craziest prank in history?
If that's what I'm feeling, if fun is what I'm feeling, then yes.
That's what this is.
No, that's having fun.
Yeah, we haven't had very much of it lately, have we, Julie?
No, it's been a hard
year's
time.
Year's been crazy, but this is what year. It feels
I feel like.
Like
a first responder standing next to Lorne Michaels and saying, Wait, what did he say?
Can we laugh again? Are we? Yeah, is it time to laugh again?
Is it time to be funny? Can we be funny?
Can we be funny?
Can we still be funny? Wait, what's the? Oh, I hate botching a setup.
Are we allowed to be funny? Can we be funny again, please, Rudy? Can I be funny?
You know, there's Rudy. There's
why
Bobby,
start
there's,
now?
I gave my start to Danny, Bobby, Billy, and Rudy.
It was me. It was Rudy. It was Paul.
Play the song, Kevin, just so we have okay. it.
Just so we oh, have it.
This case is going to be music to my later. Ears. This is going to be sweet.
Just so
relief.
We have it. Just so we have it. And I'll just keep going. A special thing, if you're watching, if you have the video feed for this episode, this week's video feed is just the Kevin Reacts feed.
So it's the Kevin feed only. It's Kev Cam the entire time. Unless, and I did point this out to Kevin, if I say something really funny and kind of like part of what's making it land is maybe something about like my facial expression during the delivery.
Yeah.
He could cut to me just for a special shot. We'll get a special on me and then we'll go back to the Kevin feed.
Great.
Julie.
Hi.
Julius. Pleaser?
Pleaser.
Julie Us Pleaser?
Julie S. Pleaser. My middle name.
No, Us. Julie Us. Julie.
Julie.
New word.
Comma.
Us, like us. From This Is Us. Yeah.
Yes. Hyphen Pleaser. Julie Us
Julie.
Pleaser.
Julie Us Pleaser.
Don't mind if I do.
Julie, what's cooking?
Give me the news.
And what you sipping on?
I'm sipping on some TW, NYC TW.
Oh, wow.
I'm tapping that tap.
Mm-hmm.
And,
let me see it. Put it on the glass.
You're going to see, like, what do you expect to see? Some old, you know, cans and...
An old can.
Like,
right?
what do you picture in the East River?
A boot with the heel flapping off,
like a mafia guy in a concrete situation.
Boots. Yep.
A rat who says, hey, I'm drowning here.
The pizza he dove into the Hudson to eat and was
Jimmy Hoffer. Jimmy Hoffer's in there.
Jimmy Hoffer, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon in there. He goes, hey, I'm drowning here.
Did people say that at the time Jimmy fall on his hand, hurt his hand?
When he broke like seven of his fingers.
Oh, Jimmy fall on.
Jimmy fall on a lot of fingers.
Jimmy fall on his fingers, huh? Slice through all the stuff.
At a certain point, there were too many fingers for it all to be on one hand. That's why I say seven, but it could have been six.
Sometimes this happens where... people get elective surgery and they say like, oh, I had a big accident. So what you're saying, I think it is maybe possible that Jimmy Fallon had simply too many finger. And he said, I have to get rid of these in a way that like won't be obvious that I like got, people are going to see that I was thinking
just the opposite.
Little by
Hayes.
Little.
I was thinking that what he had was an extra finger attached to his hand and then made up a story that he had broken all six of his fingers so that the story is not, why does this guy have an extra finger? But right. Instead, prayers and thoughts to Jimmy Fallon
and
his hurt hands.
And when you do prayer hands with that many fingers, you have a lattice to rival any basket maker.
Aha!
It would take forever.
That's
It'd
a cool
take
story.
Forever to do prayer.
Not hands. If you're a serial killer with an Etsy.
Julie. How are we doing on the Kev Cam? The Kev Cam.
Oh, he looks. As soon as you said that, he came back to life. But until you did, he was sort of staring out into space with his mouth.
It is alliteration.
Ajar.
We can't do K E V K A. It has to be C E V C A M. The Kev Cam.
Okay.
Why can't you spell K with a K? Because of the white knights.
That's when everyone is looking for that.
Right.
everyone is expecting us to do 2Ks. No, we're doing C, C, E, D, C, A, M.
Plus, I think the camera spelling is more sacred than the spelling of Kevin's name.
You never, never, the camera is always spelled this.
I worship the camera. I worship film.
Oh, boy. You're like Tarantino if he knew he was talented.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. Criterion Channel is like literally the only
thing. It's like the only thing I watch.
I don't know that there's other stuff. Are they still doing TV? Is there still doing TV?
Is that my Bible channel? It's my Bible.
Criterion Channel is like my Bible channel.
He just repeated it.
Kevin.
Hello, friends.
Today we do have to do an unboxing on KevCam. Kevin has...
What are...
On the KevCam...
What are you unboxing?
We have a special feature.
We're unveiling his hog.
Yeah, Kevin will be unboxing his hog on cam.
It looks like he's opening a cage. Is there a guinea pig or a hamster about to...
It's a hog. It's his hog.
Introduce itself. Oh my goodness, it's a little rat.
This is
glass. It's a Clippy. Spike rat.
What kind of animal is that?
That's a hedgehog.
Aww.
That's a hedgehog. Kevin was such a big fan of Sonic.
I was going to say, is that from Ben Schwartz? Is that a rap gift?
In that film.
Hey, yeah. Wait. So hold it up to the camera. So we're all, like, pull it down for a second, Kevin.
Cutie.
We're all just like minding our own business. We walk in. And we open the door and we see this lifted up. meow.
What? Show its teeth, otherwise I won't pay admission. Remember?
No,
oh yeah,
like the
teeth cut.
They wanted. He had to have his teeth be filed off.
What Release a cute little pet! Cut. And he's got a little black spot on his back.
Yeah.
Gotta go fast.
What's his name?
Clippy.
What?
Clippy.
Clippy.
Clippy, like the paper, like the paperclip,
like
from
the
Microsoft
helpful paperclip.
Word.
That's exactly right. He's my little secretary.
I couldn't help but notice that you're my owner, Kevin. Can I kill myself?
Yeah, Julie's back.
Hey, Kevin. Seems like you're writing a ransom note.
Hey, Kevin. Seems like you're thinking about writing a suicide letter. Can I get it started for you? Oh, I already have 17 paragraphs.
Hey, Kevin. Seems like you're writing another fan letter. Need any help removing some of the disturbing details?
How old is he?
A few months.
Few months, so it's Clippy. Been all and you got him when?
Saturday.
Wow.
A pandemic pet.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Monday. He's only known Kevin for 2 days. This creature has no idea that Kevin is the rest of his life. Mm. He thinks that he's just in the middle of like a very short Kevin interlude,
like a weekend with Kevin.
Yes, but this is the whole thing now.
Yeah. He's like, this isn't a bad layover before I get to where I'm really going to live.
Wherever that is.
Could be better, could be worse. It's like, nope, this is it. This is your whole future.
What inspired bringing Clippy into your life, Kevin?
Well, we had a hedgehog for a few years and he passed away last year.
Oh, death. Okay. Death of a hedgehog. New hedgehog. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the first hedgehog.
And
you can't replace. But I'll say too, it is fitting as a pandemic pet because, of course, we all remember that Sonic the Hedgehog killed more people than any other movie. It was
more than all wars put together.
Is that true?
It was the highest grossing, in theater film.
Before
it was the last movie people went to see in theater before everything got shut down for the COVID-19 pandemic.
It was
a huge super spreader event. I'm not saying it's
COVID?
Responsible. Yep.
I think we could say it's responsible.
It's a fun family movie. I'm not saying it created COVID-19, but it didn't help.
And let me say this. Worth it. If I had to do it all over again,
to have Jim Carrey back in that form,
change a damn thing.
To have Jim giving me his best stuff, to have him find his fastball again on set. Yeah, I'd say so.
How many of his paintings do you think started as ransom notes?
That he was just like, he was painting a ransom note. Or was he painting, but it was like proof of, maybe it was proof of life.
Sure.
So he's kidnapped this person and he's like, well, I have to prove obviously that I have them. I'll do a photorealistic painting of them.
I mean,
making a face that only they would make.
Always like. Mm-hmm. I never saw such accurate impressions as the one mm-hmm. he used to do on the old talk shows when he would, I'd be like, oh my God, that is such a restrained Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where'd Jim go and when did Jack come in?
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mug, Kevin?
It's actually a hedgehog too.
It looked like a hedgehog.
And it says, just roll with it.
All right. So, and now we begin to talk about why I'm really here, which is because there's a problem. And now I see why I was asked.
Hey, Julie, what are you doing Saturday, August 21st?
Nothing.
Want to come to my birthday party?
I forgot I was doing something. You know, of course, yeah, why not? I don't care. Sure.
Okay, cool. The boys, you're invited too.
What's the, like, what are we, like, what are we,
what's on the agenda?
Yeah. What's the food? Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a little pregame at my place with a couple of close friends near and dear. And then after, we're going to go to a bar in Highland Park.
What bar?
I'll put it in the chat.
Okay. Don't want anybody to crash his birthday party.
And Julie's going to fly out. It didn't sound like Julie was invited. It actually didn't sound like any of us were invited to the pregame.
Right.
You are. You're invited to both.
Oh, I can't go to that bar.
Aw. Oh, no. Is it like a Proud Boy?
They've got my
bar?
Polaroid. They've got my Polaroid by the cash register.
Yeah, that's one. That one, I can't go to that one either.
Not a flattering photo. Not me at my best.
She brought in an old cup and tried to get free refills.
Yes, but mostly you can see me holding the bottom of my shirt with my teeth. So the cup is out of the photo.
Old McDonald's cup. All the wax.
Oh my God.
Off.
I used to make my own candles by collecting Dixie cups and then using like just like a pointy rock and sort of scooping the inside. And I would have this mound of wax at the end of like, and I'm not talking about, you know, right now every time it's like, oh, red Solo cups. I get it. You're having a good time. Well, I would go to parties where we would have a bad time. And that meant punch. And paper cups with wax. So about 2 or 3 months in, I'd say that's enough for a candle. And then it would be all wick shopping time. Now, what's a wick? It's something that burns, boys. It's something that burns that it don't smell too bad. So that rules out the hair salon. Don't bother getting any of them scraps off the floor. They're just going to smell real. They're not going to smell like the Yankee Candle Company when they burn. And that's all I'm saying. So around that time, I would probably pickpocket some of them like sweatshirt cords, the hoodie cords. I go, what's over there? And then I'd quickly unknot one of the strings that go inside people's hoodie hoods.
You're on the subway and the subway just like rocks a little bit. And
oldest trick in the book.
You pull their hoodie cord really tight. So, of course, their hood shrinks around their neck.
It makes it all the easier to go on the other side of their head and then unknot that part.
It is a forced ghost protocol on them. So you actually, you create the ghost protocol against their will.
This is the Jason Reitman one.
Yes.
Remind me.
Jason Reitman's Mission Impossible. Yes.
Mission Impossible. Like,
where
sweep up after Ethan the Hunt remains. Can
be Mission Impossible.
Ethan Hunt has to steal Juno's hoodie cord.
Yes.
Wow. I thought Mission Impossible was sweeping up the remains of a franchise failed by... Who was in that besides Kate McKinnon? Who was cute in it? She had a steampunk look. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but you wanted to say who failed the franchise?
Yeah, yeah. Jason Reitman.
He's picking up the pieces.
He's writing he's the right man to write the ship. Anyway, I used to make candles. Big
he's
deal.
The right man to write the man version.
Mm. Of the ghost butt boys.
Jason
but he
Reitman
also
showed
made
up.
Ghost
Jason
Protocol.
Reitman showed up. He's like, everyone, please come down. What if some of them's boys? What if just some of them is boys? And everyone's like,
did
we but
overcorrect?
Also, some is girls. And everyone's like,
who? What kind of girls? We're talking about sevens? Nines? Seven of Nine? Wasn't that a character in something?
Mm-hmm. That's Jeri Ryan.
She can be in it.
Oh, we're not going to forget that. Yeah, we could definitely get her involved. She's busting
a
ghost.
We could probably get her involved.
Yeah, I'm not going to pass on Jeri Ryan.
I'm not going to say no to Jeri Ryan.
It's Parks and Rec, but instead of Jeri from that show, it is just the actress Jeri Ryan and everyone is being...
Jeri!
But it's Jeri Ryan.
Oh, Jeri! Her perfect tits are so annoying.
That's what I do with my Oculus, is I just, like, I have a program where Jeri Ryan is edited into Parks and Rec episodes, and I get to imagine I'm in the office watching her get insulted by
is that the
all
only,
the other people.
Is that the only program? Is
it
the Parks and Rec one? Okay.
I just, like, I want to be on set for Parks and Rec. I'm not in the show. Like, they're not real people.
So you're watching it.
I'm holding a boom. So I've got the mic up and I'm just sort of like giving a thumbs up. Like, I can hear pretty well. And then I could see Jeri Ryan kind of eating shit from a lot of her office coworkers.
So Oculus Rift, Sean Clements.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the boom. Yep.
He's getting
crew,
paid as well. Yeah.
Getting paid, working on the set of his favorite show.
The hours are hell.
Something that's a little, what's the game of this scene? It's this. It's a little different.
It's just, there's just the one thing. And it just, that took me out of it, that Jeri was a guy and not Jeri Ryan.
And was it someone that made you
to focus?
Hard as hell.
Yes, and I wanted just a little something for the boys.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad I am trying to figure
it's
out.
It's awesome.
I've never been a sugar with my medicine.
I've never had an Oculus Rift moment. I know that people like to pretend they're on roller coasters.
Mm.
I know people like to pretend that they're fighting. They go bang, bang, bang. And is there like a gun that comes along with it?
I pretend I'm getting my ass kicked. A lot of times right after work, the head of sound department.
Oh, you know, still in,
like,
this,
hey.
In this still program. In this
That's
program
the only program
still.
I have, but I will fight it. And he'll come over at the end of the day and he'll go like, hey, the audio's completely distorted from your mic, like the feed, it wasn't coming in clean.
There's a gun that comes with it. So that guy comes over and says that you messed up the audio. Sean completely overreacts and pulls a gun on him.
I immediately pull out
a
gun.
Got it. Yeah.
And he kicks the shit out of me.
Yes. Rightfully.
He beats me up. No, it's he's a hero, this man.
He stops you from making a bloodbath out of some lovable office mates.
But for a while, people are like, because you're not. You
were stripped of their grumpiness by episode two.
But to the sound guy, people must be like, what did you say? You must have.
He's just holding the boom.
Really
you're telling
bad.
Me there's no backup from the lobs? That's what you say when you have the gun.
Julie.
What?
There she is.
I'm so happy to see you. You've got a mask in the background, Hayes. You've got like, it does look like you're in a hospital right now.
I've got a mask. I've got my cairn. That's my pillow cairn.
Okay, this will have to be Hayes feed. Cut out of the Kevin feed, see the Hayes feed. He's to show his mask.
Total Karen moment.
New York is back, Julie.
Okay, good. I'm still not leaving my apartment.
Nobody told you?
Because I'm filming my own Bo Burnham special, but there's no cameras.
That's great.
It's just about how I'm depressed.
When I heard about that, I haven't seen it yet, but just hearing about it, I was like, now Julia has to do that.
This battle between you two, this rivalry where Bo comes out with something, then you top his ass, then he gets in the lab, comes back with something bigger.
Yeah,
Julie, it's like I hear Bo release something, I start licking my chops. I go, what's Julie gonna do?
Well,
about
I did breastfeed him.
Wow,
he's drop younger than I am.
Talk about that.
Well,
was this a one-time thing?
I had a couple different gigs when I was in high school as a babysitter.
Okay.
I babysat. I only babysat like one toddler, but mostly it was kids that I could just kind of like watch Grease with and then send them to bed and, you know, pick out all the marshmallows out of their Lucky Charms.
And breastfeed them.
Well, yeah, and breastfeed them.
And all of them went on to be very funny comedians. Mm-hmm.
Very funny. And that's called biofeedback.
It's called growing up in Brentwood. No, I didn't grow up in Brentwood. I came of age in Brentwood. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Brentwood.
I did a lot of growing up there. I was not a youth there, but I did a lot of growing up when I went to Brentwood.
Went to a chiropractor there one time who gave me a twitch by cracking my skull, because I have like he like cracked my neck and he's like, how does it feel now? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I couldn't stop like blinking one of my eyes involuntarily, which was really cool for being in a writer's room, because whenever somebody would like have to come up with an idea, they'd, you know, look around the room and then they'd come back to me and I'd be like, ah. Then the ideas would just start flow. It was a great icebreaker.
Julie, did you have something or what's good? It seemed like you wanted to interrupt. Or what? Sorry, what the fuck's going on?
And this chiropractor also told me that he loved doing adjustments on his nieces and nephews. And he says, we call it popcorn time because we make their bones crack. Pop, pop, pop. I said, I got no horse in this game. I don't give a shit. I'm not one of those people that's like, you're doing that to children? I do not care. I do not care. I was like, listen, are your dogs vaccinated? Because that's why I'm here.
Do your doctors get into it with you about like,
vaccination?
No, are they like, what are we working on now? Are they like, were they watching Difficult People? Like, how much into career stuff do you get with your each individual doctor?
I read my gynecologist packet.
Okay. As he or she was reading yours.
I'm not quite. It was a she.
Okay.
First of all, it was.
Hire men.
You hired your gynecologist?
I hired that's my gynecologist.
You are your doctor's employer.
Okay.
Remember.
What is this? Like, I am my own grandpa?
All right,
is
sis,
it that kind
hired.
Of riddle? I called her sis. I was a girl boss at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did a little bit of gatekeeping, I'm ashamed to say. But no gaslighting. I use an electric oven instead.
Just a smidge of gatekeeping.
My healthcare providers. Yes, I'm very involved with industry gossip, and they're all in the mix.
So you're really getting into it about Hollywood stuff with your team. That's what I, you know, that like, that's your team to me.
That's my team. Whenever I have an email, it just says, like so-and-so at cornell.med.edu,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not with WME anymore. I should probably say that.
Let's get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
They misdiagnosed. What
is it? Open season for Julie Klausner? Are we seeking new representation?
That's one way of describing the void. Open. Yeah, it's open season. No, I'm very happy. I'm with a smaller boutique, not a boutique agency, but a boutique.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they sell the pillbox hats and the like.
The cutest necklaces you ever seen. They say, no, those aren't necklaces. They're collars for dogs. I said, well, then why does it fit around my neck?
And they must have said something to that.
They said, ma'am, they didn't say this is an Arby's. That would have been funny.
This is an Arby's. Ma'am, this is an Arby's.
You don't have a dog, Hayes. Just Sean has dogs. You mm-hmm. both have kitties, but Sean's the only one with a puppo.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only dog, man.
Pupper. Pupper. Yummo.
Sean, do you ever give Bosch any of that, like, what is that called? The ice cream for dogs? It's called like a...
Bosch calls it that good.
Pause. Something pause.
Pause, yeah. Like
Frosty pause.
Frosty pause. Does he ever get a Frosty pause or no?
I think I bought him some once and he didn't really go for it.
What? Really?
He wasn't that into it. Yeah, he's a little funny sometimes with what he wants and what he doesn't. I mean, I pick him up a puppuccino at Starbucks every now and then.
Yeah, I was going to say with Frosty Paws, all I eat.
That's your whole thing?
Lately.
But you look like a million bucks.
Oh, thanks. Well,
Frosty
Paws
is working.
Yeah, that's my jam. But puppuccinos, he's into. What about what do they call it? A Dunkin'? Do they call it a pup cup? Something less pretentious.
I don't know. I'm ashamed to say I've never taken him to Dunkin'.
Yeah,
Dunkin'. It's just black coffee.
Boxo. They still have those, right? Boxo Joe. What do you guys mm-hmm. think when you're going in the morning to do a job,
mm-hmm.
you know, in film and television, and you see a box
Hard
of Joe,
mm-hmm.
what's the first thing you think? You see that waiting for you there on
my
set.
People.
What do you think?
My kind of people. Yep.
Got it.
Yep. I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
I could take this ascot off finally and just be me for a change.
Right. What about you, Hayes?
I bring that to set. I don't spend much time in the room. Like, as the sets are getting built and stuff, I'll, like, wander down there. That's where it's where the real comedy is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with the fellas down there. And, yes, I'll bring a box of Joe.
No. You're bringing it or you're just arriving to see?
I'll bring it.
You bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a union violation or are you... What side of things are you on these
days? I can't carry it. But
what do
I can
you do. You put it on a granny cart. That's
can,
by the way.
I can arrange for it to be.
That's a problematic term.
Brought by somebody, and some writer's assistant will come down and be like, "What are you doing? We're writing." And it's like, "Yeah. So are we. Why don't you bring everyone down here?"
Yeah.
And we'll wrap. We'll build a set at the same time, and like,
cool.
Instead of these divisions, these like fake divisions.
Cool.
It's like we're all in the same business.
Above the line, below the line.
Yes.
There is no line. Man.
I get my eraser out. You know what I mean?
Hayes has overall with the Montessori Studios.
He doesn't know what that means.
I did go to school, unlike popular opinion. And let's just see about... Actually, I meant let's just say...
Popular that's... opinion, of course, being that you didn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure.
Well!
I love it when Hayes sings. Hayes never sings. Sean's the one who, Sean's the crooner.
Guilty. I've been known to sort of get into those upper registers every now and then and clear out the pipes.
You guys didn't ask me what I think of when I see a box of Joe.
What do you think of when you see a box of Joe?
No, it wasn't. It was just a...
What do you, when you see a box of Joe, what do you think of, Julie?
I think you're blocking the view of my pour over.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And that's fancy beanery.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Julie, Broadway. Broadway's yes. back, huh?
Well, mm-hmm. I did see a viral video with Lin-Manuel and mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon strapping people down, administering. They looked like they were in a lot of pain. So, yes, Broadway's back.
What were they administering?
The Delta variant.
They administered the Delta variant?
Just to see how it. There's a lot of experiments that aren't like, hi, I'm doing an experiment, because then that would affect the results. Did you see this video? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't.
Kevin, yet. Are you able to share screen? Can you do that?
No.
No.
Oh, yikes. No.
Oh, I wish.
What's Lin-Manuel. Your first show? What's your first show back going to be?
My first show back?
Mm-hmm.
Probably that one that like has two meal breaks. Okay. Like it's like called mm-hmm. like the Foundation or maybe that's just like maybe that's a class.
Might be a class.
That might be a class with the two
What's
meal
that
breaks.
Cult that's like not a cult? Landmark Forum? Mm-hmm. That'll be my first show.
Okay.
That's where you like call people you haven't spoken to in like two decades and you call them and they pick up and you're like, I'm sorry. And if they're not there, you leave a voicemail.
They do the whole class and they're like, okay, everyone, we'll just take a quick meal break. And Julie mm-hmm. takes out her Frosty Paws and just
gobbles them down.
Very slowly takes it.
I just put them in like pellets and I let them slowly melt.
Don't put them in the back of my mouth. Got my Frosty Paws in.
Yeah. I will probably go to Landmark Forum the first weekend.
Okay.
And then, you know what's funny? I've never seen Phantom. I'm going to go see Phantom.
Julie. Oh, you got
I know.
To
I've
see
never
Phantom.
Seen Phantom.
See Phantom.
Julie, well, you must.
He might pick you for that for that show.
I would be freaking out if I end up on the Phantom cam.
If he chose, he's like, who tonight is being
he's singing
my
again.
Bride?
I love this. I love it when he sings.
The Phantom cam shows up like the camera guy dressed in all black. So it's just, the effect is just a floating
camera. So it's like
camera.
It's part of his coat. It just looks like yes. it's part of his coat.
Like
and then it lands on me.
Mm-hmm. Have you go, heard, oh God, have you God. Heard anything about the Shutter Island musical?
Well, I heard that the twist takes place during intermission.
Wow. Really? So you come back in and it's just resolved.
Yeah, which sounds awesome. So back to Phantom. Just a quick question.
Please.
The camera lands
Sorry.
On me. I stick the Frosty Paws all the way back in my mouth so I don't get in trouble from the ushers. And then he brings me onto his canoe. Because in my understanding, I feel like I'm picturing the Phantom of the Opera as like a water park ride or a slow, you know, the ones like, yeah.
It's not a water, the aisle recedes, the top of the aisle recedes, and it's a flume underneath the aisle.
It's a log flume. And it looks like you're about to get sawed in half by a giant circular saw as you're like moving towards it. But then there's this steep incline you didn't see that you like jet down into like the splash zone.
But I don't need to do anything, right? Because the guy who plays the Phantom is just going to be holding me and singing to me. Or do I have to do something?
It'd be nice if you sang back.
Yeah.
Well, then I'd have to spit out my Frosty Paws. And I don't know what that's going to do to the flume fluid. Because it's never water in those water park rides. I don't know if you know that. I learned the hard way.
They kind of set you up where he says, like, I bid you a wish to say I do. And then.
Ideally,
I bid you,
would
you
say,
a wish.
Ideally, you would say I do.
Okay.
But I worry that Frosty Paws will just come gushing out of your mouth.
And then I believe he goes, my loving goddess, say what?
And then I go, <You're>... whoa!
Exactly.
And then a PA like sticks a rose in your mouth, sends you home as a souvenir.
I think it's worth it. And I don't think you'll get in trouble because they sell Frosty Paws there. I mean, they're marked up, you know, like the Dickens, but
so I shouldn't bring my own.
No, I think you should because the pricing's outrageous. They mark them up like the Dickens.
And they also have like the bump at the bottom of the package, so it's not actually as much Frosty Paws in there as
What's the bump?
It's like a indented package at the bottom, so you can't see it, but it's like curved upwards. No, it's just like it's just material. Like it's just packaging.
Concave like bottom to it so that it lets them save on Frosty Paws filling.
Right. Can I peek under the Phantom's mask if I win?
So if you
as
win,
long as you don't reveal it to the audience, like you have to have the angle just so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's under there?
Unfortunately, I do.
Were you chosen? Or you just know?
Did you audition to play?
Oh my god.
I wasn't chosen, not me, but a character I play was.
Which character is that, Sean?
Okay, it's now you're gonna make me do the character. I like don't want to do
I'm not.
That.
I wasn't. You
it's like
that was
suddenly
your...
I'm gonna have to do the character. So
if
I don't
you want,
really
you can.
Wanna...
You don't like doing that.
No,
makes,
I feel
it makes
like
you shy, huh?
It makes me really shy.
Makes you shy.
Try to
makes
make
you
me
feel
do my character.
Yeah, it makes you feel shy.
Well, the character's name is Ray LaMantane.
Give me a little Ray. Give me a little Ray. You want me to set him up? Hey, please. Ray, how's it going? Need
baby.
More?
I don't know how it's going.
Okay.
Hey,
so
look over there.
So he says, hey, look over there, and then he'll do something. You know, you don't know what he does. In the case of the sort of sketch that I did with the Phantom,
Was the Phantom in your sketch group?
It was, it wasn't a sketch group. It was a show. It was a TV show.
What was it called? Was it Drawn Together?
It was called Pretend Time.
That's cool.
Yeah. So then Ray LaMantane is like, he's like at the piano and he's singing. And the Phantom comes up and
like
is like,
Jeff
you
Richmond.
Know,
he was like Jeff Richmond, like at Second City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Phantom comes up and he's like, you know, I sing a little bit too.
Okay.
And I go, you know, like whatever, I call him baby. And then I move over.
Why do you call him baby?
You know, that's like a thing that.
You call everybody that, like Paul Schaefer?
I call everybody that except for actual babies, and I call them adult.
Weird.
It's like
weird and interesting.
Yeah.
That's Ray's game.
Can we talk about this finally? We're like, it was all Jeff Richmond the whole time. All the jokes.
You're not thinking of Jeff Richards, are you?
No, I'm. Jeff Richards. Oh yeah, I am thinking of Jeff Richards. Drunk girl from SNL.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's who I'm thinking. I thought you were saying that someone else.
I would not
was
let
drunk
Jeff
girl. From
I would
SNL.
Not let Jeff Richards near a piano.
Would drunk girl gets near the piano?
Ooh. I can hear it. I can hear it too.
I can hear it too. I can as well.
So when you win, you get to lift.
Sorry,
up
it feels like
the
you
mask.
Guys think I can't hear it. Like it felt like you two thought you could both
I'm
hear
sorry.
It, and that I couldn't.
I
hear
think
it.
You
Sean,
might be able to. I think you might be able to.
I am not. I don't mean to exclude you, Sean.
No, it's not. I want you to be honest with me. That's part of what I like about this friendship so much. But if you can't hear it, does that mean something's wrong with you? Like,
if you were just you were a little slower than we were. That's all.
I was late on it. I was late.
That's okay. You ended up where you needed to be. It's a 3-part harmony. We could always like do a second We could do another take. We're like doing pet sounds.
Mm. When Jeff brought us drunk girl.
We thought, I turned to Marcy, I turned to Lindsay Shookus, and I said, get Billy on the phone.
I saw the reincarnation of Chris.
Called my t-shirt guy. This is a t-shirt. We hadn't had a successful t-shirt since It's Pat. But Drunk Girl was t-shirt worthy.
Do you think he saw Girl You Don't Want to Be Stuck Talking To at a party?
Mm-hmm.
And was like, okay, so we're doing this?
I think he was excited by it.
We're just doing this?
You mean Richards?
Yes.
Yeah. I think at that point, Richards was wearing like, you know how, like, if you keep putting t-shirts on, you look like either really muscular or you kind of look like that red character with like the hair humps from Warner Brothers cartoons.
Yeah.
So I think Jeff Richards is wearing all of the drunk girl t-shirts to the extent mm-hmm. where like his shoulders went up to his ears.
Yeah. There's a point when it's too many t-shirts.
Right. So I don't even know if he saw all of it because the collars mm-hmm. could have been obscuring his eyes. But when he did see that, or if he did see that, or if he heard it, I don't know. Maybe he busted. I don't know. Maybe he liked it. Maybe he thought it was a tribute.
Maybe he liked it.
That's the sickest part. He might have liked it.
You know, Paul Simon won't swim without wearing a t-shirt. So whenever I think, should this diet dress, I think about Paul Simon needing a t-shirt. So I tend to go with the ones that are more t-shirt appropriate, if that makes any sense. Actually, I don't think Lauren would be the kind of person that would say, if that makes any sense. I don't think never. That would...
Chevy once punched Michael O'Donohue in the t-shirt so hard.
You know, when I first saw designs for Mr. Mike, I thought it was interesting that his shirt had buttons.
Mr. Bill?
Do you mean Mr.
Yeah,
Bill?
Yeah, Mr. Bill. Not Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike. Bill.
Which one is Mr. Mike? That's Mike O'Donohue.
That's Mike O'Donohue.
That was what Michael O'Donohue called his cock. He probably fucking took out all the time and forced, like...
That's all you had to do.
By the way, that is all you need to do. I saw this thread on Twitter that was like, which show would you like to write for each decade? 1960s, Mary Tyler Moore, 1970s, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, none of those decades were good environments for female comedy writers. I've heard horror stories about the Fresh Prince ones are crazy. Not so fresh.
Yeah.
Not so fresh. More like rotten. More like rotten. Does it take you a second to realize?
Not princes. Not princes, but scoundrels.
No, it is Fresh Prince, but it's Prints.
It always takes me a minute to know if the whole tomatoes are the good ones. Until I realize that the green splatters are the bad ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Because you're like, okay, so this movie got a tomato?
Right. And I know that, like, if you throw tomatoes at a performer, it's not a good thing to throw at a movie.
Yeah. But then you see the green splatter and it's like, okay, well, that's clearly bad.
Sorry. I don't want to, hey, it's really fun. I love the conversation we have on this show. And I like to sort of let people go wherever they want. If we're going to sit here and say that the system behind the Rotten Tomatoes website is somehow flawed.
No.
I'm not okay with that.
No. I think that was me being self-deprecating. Like, oh my God, I'm so stupid.
Okay, that I'm okay with.
Okay, good, because there's a lot more where that came from.
I'll call me stupid too. I'll call me stupid.
You don't mean it.
Because I'm so stupid that I sometimes don't check the Rotten Tomato score before I go see a movie. And sometimes I'll think I like it. And then I'll find out it's rotten. And then I'll put on my Oculus and get my ass kicked by the head of the sound department.
Don't bring your Oculus to the movies. Don't bring your Oculus to the movies.
No, I'm home unless at this point.
Unless you buy it a seat and you sit next to it and you put a little bow in its hair. And you go, oh, it's Miss Pac-Man. Do you want some fruit, honey?
What was the Rotten Tomatoes for Difficult People?
It was pretty. It was basically like a Greek salad in August, baby.
Okay,
big, lots of nice tomatoes. Juicy red ones. Oh yeah, not a mealy tomato to be disappointed. Just the finest, a pomodoro of the senses.
Oh,
mamma mia!
Audience score.
Who cares? Not my problem. Who gives a shit? Fuck them all. Right, Kevin Smith in the He-Man show, apparently. I was told this weekend I was held down forcibly by what looked like Jimmy Fallon and Lin-Manuel in like executioner hoods. And they were like, we're going to tell you all about the Kevin Smith He-Man reboot. And I was like, why? They're like, because you're resistant to the Delta variant. We still need to do experiments. I said, okay, they said.
It's a guy in the executioner hood, but he's doing that like lip biting face. You could just see his lip.
And then also the other executioner has like, you know, splints on every finger of his glove. He's got one of those gloves that's like, are you gonna like reach into a cauldron of some kind? With like wax on the other side of it. But they still had splints.
Wait a minute. Is a falcon going to land on that?
Jimmy Falcon!
Jimmy Falcon.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So anyway, they told me that Kevin Smith made a show where He-Man is like killed or something. Mm. And then he showed me that the audience score was very bad and the tomatoes were very good. And then I slept for 18 hours.
Can't kill He-Man. You can't kill He-Man. No wonder the audience is so pissed.
Yeah, right.
Like, who's going to beat up Skeletor?
Like, Bonesy-less would ever actually be able to kill He-Man. There's no way that Bonesy-less has the powers over.
When I think He-Man,
Bontulus couldn't kill He-Man with all the power of Eternia.
Oh, Eternia. That's what it felt like this conversation had been going on for.
Literally, He-Man could lie down and just open up his chest and present it to Hordak. And Hordak would be unable to murder him. Think about that.
Sean, did you want to say what was under the mask when, like, you didn't, because you were able to look under the Phantom's mask?
Under the Phantom mask?
When you won.
Oh, sure.
I don't want people to just be like, being like, oh, well, he saw it was under there and he didn't say what it was.
Right, yeah. It was Sonic's teeth.
Gross! Like, made out, like a mask of its own, kind of? Like tiled, like a roof.
Had to put them somewhere. Yeah.
The smaller
when they
ones.
They pulled them. They put Sonic's like, teeth in
like
there.
Like the long bloody root and everything.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Because some of them are upside down too. And you're seeing the underpiece.
Gross.
Yeah.
No wonder he hides all day and sings.
And they're full of bugs because he's going so fast. It's like they're like splattering all over his teeth.
Wait, bugs? Don't the mask protect the teeth?
Oh, Julie, we gotta get you out of the highway sometime. Really open her up. when you are
when the
when
Phantom
you're out
mounts
there,
his hog.
When you're on the freaking when you're just like just melting blacktop, the bugs are exploding all over your car.
This is a biker thing. Are you guys bikers now?
Yeah. You could do it on a bike.
You have old ladies. This is my old lady, and this is my, what do you call it? Steed? Hog? Something?
Yeah.
Altamont?
I just call it my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is my old lady. This is my best friend.
Got it. So, there are bugs in the Phantom
Sonic teeth. Kevin has a shirt
Sonic
that says, if Kevin has a t-shirt that says, if you're reading this, the hedgehog fell off.
He's holding the hedgehog's waist.
No, opposite. The opposite. Yeah.
The hedgehog is holding his waist.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know how to find the waist of a hedgehog. And by the way, after this pandemic, I don't know how to find my own waist.
That's interesting. That's interesting. If he's holding the hedgehog's waist and you just assume the shirt had it written on the front.
I don't know. Sometimes we wear things that are just for the benefit of ourselves, which reminds me of another phantom, the Phantom Thread. He would sew messages into each one of those dresses
his
best friend would give him diarrhea, and then they'd, they were in love. They were in love, and she would give him diarrhea. She'd be like, he'd be like, darling, give me diarrhea again. And she'd be like, the usual. She was like a diner waitress. She's like, the usual. And he was like, yes, that's right. I want the love special. And she'd be like, one mushroom omelet coming up. And then you see her in her, you go, chop, 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 chop.
She goes, my love, give me a mean case of the toilet toots.
Goes, table four is up. Ding. Right? Brings it over. Here you go. Anything else I can get you? No, she leaves the check right there, which I love, by the way, because that means that when I'm done eating, I just leave a 20 and get the hell out. But in this case, I wouldn't go anywhere anytime soon, Daniel Day.
Yep. You're going to want to stay at the table and use the tablecloth. And
that
I'll say this.
The most romantic movie I've ever seen about giving people diarrhea with omelets.
The t-shirts that he wove at that movie.
You know, I like this character because he wants diarrhea, which is interesting.
Reminds me of we're cutting Diarrhea Bates. Man from dress. Adam.
Colin. You know what's interesting is two Colins have hosted update. Has anyone noticed that or have I lost my mind? Anyway, we're cutting Diarrhea Man from dress. But I encourage
Maya Rudolph
you to think
comes
of-
home and is like, there was this amazing. We did this Diarrhea Man sketch tonight and it got cut from dress.
Paul Thomas Anderson
is like, yeah. He takes out his ear horn. He goes, say it into the horn, dear.
Incredible Diarrhea Man sketch tonight.
Click, 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 click.
Clickety, clack, click, 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 clack.
We'll get the guy from what?
Okay.
Are we done?
Speaking
Flippy,
of
take us out.
Speaking of fashion movies, Julie, I think I have a nice way to take us out.
Yeah.
You invoke the Phantom Thread, and maybe we all say a little prayer for each other in this difficult time, and we give it up to the Father, the Son, and the House of Gucci.
Oh. I give it up to the House of Tucci.
Okay.
Right? He's eating pasta and looking good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to see that? You guys going to see the House of Gucci?
Yes.
You can't wait.
in the theater with Jimmy Fallon and Lin-Manuel. And their Delta injection.
Look at this little guy. Is he wearing a t-shirt?
What's he
He's got a little shirt. Keep him warm.
What's he saying, Kevin?
He said, "You can take the money and I'll take it one day at a time."
Aw, what a cute.
Is that from something?
A breakup I saw on TikTok.
Oh, it's like, whoa, what else is going on with you, Kevin? It's like, oh, breakup. Like, well, okay, it's backstory. Yikes. Listen, if that happens, don't tell us around the end of the show. Don't do that.
What else does he say?
Or have at the beginning or middle of the show.
Have him give a little goodbye message.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss skydiving. The boys dedicate a whole pro version to one special listener, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.